In our study,
when our present of computer record
of Haggadah Shel Pesach, and I'll just we'll get the Hagdama going, and then we'll continue.
Yeah, okay. Now, what our press record on this computer or record on the cloud?
Okay, so we have new. Okay, just to tell you where we're going to be learning from. If you look in the middle of the Haggadah, when we have the three psukim from the Vidui Hamaiser, it says Vayotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo yal yedei malach, lo yedei sarf. Tell me if you see it there. It says Vayotziyana Hashem in Mitzrayim biyad chazaka v'zroin netuya umayra gadol va'osos v'amavsim. We're good. Okay. So it says Vayotziyana Hashem in Mitzrayim lo al yedei malach, not through an angel, lo yedei sarf, not through a sarf, lo yedei shliach el kodesh baruch hu b'kfaido ba'atzmai. Hashem himself came to do the makas. And he came to take us out of Mitzrayim. So he says, "Shenamer avarti beretz Mitzrayim b'layla zeh." I came on that night, the night of Makas Becharis. V'kasei kol bechor beretz Mitzrayim, and I smote and killed all the becharim. The adam v'yad behema ovechol elhei Mitzrayim es shvatim, and all the gods of Egypt, I did judgment. Ani Hashem. Okay. So that's the positive. Varti merits Mitzrayim v'lay lazeh. Ani, it says, continues, Ani v'lay malach. V'kesi kol b'chor merits Mitzrayim. Ani v'lay sarav. V'chol elei Mitzrayim es ha-shvatim. Ani Hashem. Ani v'lay ha-shaliach. Ani Hashem. Ani hu v'lay acher. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that Makas Becharis was different than all the nine other Makas. All the nine Makas was al yedei malach. And Makas Becharis was Al Yudei, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So, Lachar, we need to understand why that was. What was there special about Makas Becharis that was so unique that Kadosh Baruch Hu did a big fight of Batzmai? Furthermore, we know that by Makas Becharis, we'll ask also a little bit later, and we'll just start, is that we find that by Makas Becharis, they had to do a mitzvah. They had to do something in order to protect themselves, right? They had to shaft the korban pesach, take the dam and put it ala mashkaif and put on the door. You don't find that by any of the other makas. They didn't have to do anything. HaKadosh Baruch just made the makah. So there's something going on that's very unique about Makas Becharis that we're going to try and understand in the next half hour that we have together. So I'd like to just start by a few maimorim that taught from Rav Galinsky, and then we're going to go on to something from a sefer called Chikrei Lev, which is going to have very profound insight, which is really give us an insight into Makas Becharis, into the whole, all of the Makas, and really what was going on here by Makas Becharis, something very special.
Because this is the only one where it concerned a human, a person, the others were. And, I mean,
I don't know, the Shechin, I think, was on the people also. There were others on the people also. It didn't kill them, but it was on the people. It meant the people died. Okay, Amar Rav Shimon. So he said, starts like this. We'll make you happy. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, G'dayla ha-chibasin shel Yisrael. It's a medrash in Shemais. Great is the chiba, is the how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people. Shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makam avaydus kaychavim. Because Hashem came to them in a place of avaydus kaychavim. U'b'makam t'naifis, in a place of refuse, of trash. U'b'makam tumah, in a place of tumah, b'shvil l'golam. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to go from the Shmei Marum, up in Shemayim, where everything is so pure and so holy and so wonderful, and to come down in the tomb of Mitzrayim, which was the Eretz, the tomb in the veld, in order to save the Jewish people. So he says, first he says a very cute story. We'll start with a nice story. He says, if we would know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bitsar to do that, to cause its pain to the Shekhinah, which is so much of Kedusha come amongst the Tuma, we would redouble our efforts to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Ani Hashem HaShoyfim Tam B'Soyf Tumasim. As the Pasuk Yikra says, I dwell with you even in the midst of all of your Tuma. Kamayin Asiri Taida U'makir Taiva Sosim Lavadasa. How much we would have appreciated what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So there's a story, all these cute stories in the Pan of Yisrov. So the Pan of Yisrov was his rabbi, was in America collecting money, as he was always for the yeshiva in order to build the maestas of Panovich. Anybody who's been to Panovich knows that he did a great job, because Panovich is a magnificent building, magnificent or in Kiddush, I mean, it's just an astonishing place. So he wasn't a young man, and he wasn't well, and he did it with tremendous mesiras nefesh. So one time it says he was betachanat harakevet hatachtis in New York, which is a way of saying he was in the subway. And he fainted. And he fainted and he passed out and his hat rolled off and he fainted on the steps of the subway. And people rushed to revive him and to help him get up and they got his hat for him. And Baruch Hashem, he was okay. But there was a lady there, a frum lady there, who had a child learning in Panevish Yeshiva who happened to be in the subway at the same time and saw the Panevish Rav, you know, when this happened. So she wrote a letter to her, it seems to her nephew or to her son, and she said, if you knew how much Mesiras Nefesh that the Panevish Rav goes through for you in order to be able to be Mechalka of the Yeshiva, to bring back money for the Yeshiva, you would double your efforts in learning. You would double the efforts that you have. You'd learn twice as much if you knew how much what he went through. And she described him never fainting on the steps of a subway. So the Bacher showed the Panevish Rav the letter. So Panevish says, she doesn't know what she's talking about. So the Bacher was aghast. What do you mean? He says, if she would know the chashivas of Torah and what I went through, she would have told you should learn 10 times as much, not just twice. 10 times the Torah. Sometimes we're not makshiv what we have. When we come to a shir like this and we sit and we learn Torah together, how much kedusha we create, how much in Shemayim they're happy with us, how much we accomplish and how much Torah we learn, that it's much more than we can imagine. That's what the Panevish Rav was saying in his lighthearted way. It's a cute way of putting things. Okay, it says, I need loy malach. So he said, I am not a malach. He says, B'shosh ha'otziyas Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Brachas, Samach Aleph tells us, and when he took Rabbi Akiva out La Riga, it was man Kriyashma ha'is. It was a time of Kriyashma. V'yotzarkenes b'saro b'masreka shal barzal nebuch. They were mamish. We know it was awful. It was like ISIS. They were like tearing his flesh with combs of iron. V'yomekavu lov ol malach ha'shamayim. It was time of Krishma. He's saying Krishma. He's Mekam Lo Malchus Shemayim. Armelo Tamidim. So Tamidim said to him, Ad Khan. Oy, Nebuch. So Armelahem, Kol Yah, we all know this, Kol Yama Yisi Mitztair Al Pazik Zeh, B'chol Nafshecha. My whole life I was Mitztair, I had pain to be Mekayim the Pazik, B'chol Nafshecha, with all of your soul. Afilo Naitos Nafshecha, Nishma Secha, even if he takes your soul. Amarti Masa Yavad the Yadiv Akemenu. When will it come to my hand? I can be Mekayimit. The Achshav Bala Yadi Lo Kaimena. Now that it comes to my hand, so Rabbi Akiva was thrilled. Everybody is going to go to the Olam Emes, Mishem Nachun and Svansik. And Rabbi Akiva said, "This is the way to go. This is the way to go out. I'm going out with Echad on my lips." I remember there was a Yid in the not in this Aguda, but in the previous Aguda. That he was sitting and he was saying, it was before Mincha, and he was saying Karbonis. He was talking about the Tara, the base of the base of Migdash, of the Mishkan, and Nebuch had, on the spot, he had a heart attack, he passed away. And we were thinking, what a schus it is that he went, Mamsh Yatsin Nishmas Batara. He was Mamsh sitting in Batara, and that he was, such a thing happened. So it's got to happen, let it happen like this, said Rabbi Akiva. And Yerushalmi says, he says he was happy until the hangman himself became inspired. And so he said to him, Amr Loi, so they said to him, Saba, they said, our grandfather, was a title of covenant, O Mechashavata, you're a sorcerer. Vasisa Kishav Shalot Targish B'Yisurim, and you did Kishav, you shouldn't be Margish in it. Shame Mevayit B'Yisurimata, you're able to, how could you do this? And he said, no, I'm just so happy that I'm able to go out like this. I'm a simcha. So the Malachim said, the Malachim also says the Gemara, the Malachim are upset. Amru Malachi Asharis, Lifnakosh Baruch, the Malachim said, Rebbeinishlam, Zu Tarev, Zu Schaira. They said the famous words, is this Tarev and this is Schar? Amru Lehan, it's different than what we're used to hearing. Chalkim Bechayim, that's life. That's how Rabbi Akiva, that's a real chelik in life. To go out with the Shem Hashem on your lips, and you're going out for teaching Torah. You're going out for, you're being punished for teaching Torah. Halavai. I remember when I was a kid, so my optometrist told me you should stop learning because you're going to ruin your eyes. And I remember thinking, I'm going to ruin my eyes for Torah. What can be better? He was right, though. He did. But it was for Torah. So halavai, better than my eyes are going to go bad. Let them go bad for Torah, not go bad for something else. So Rabbi Akiva said, it's going to happen. Let it be for this. So the malachim themselves are upset. So fact, they are good to kasha. He says, what were the malachim? Why were they upset? If Rabbi Akiva said, I'm happy, this is beautiful. And the Rabbi Nishom said, this is wonderful, this chalka b'chaim. What were the malachim upset about? Why didn't they say, look, the Rebbe Anshim's okay with it, Rebbe Kiva's okay with it, who are we to ask? So, Rebbe Kiva made ba'atzmai, shekol yom yishtaikik l'regazeh, vizmala mishalaitso, and he was happy. V'usameh v'soichik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meyed shezu shato ayof b'yoyis, and HaKadosh Baruch said it's good. V'alach misoinim mekainim, what are they upset about? Listen to what he says, yisoid. You know, sometimes you ever had somebody catch you doing something that you shouldn't be doing. So what is your answer? I'm not a malach. Right? Well, guess what? The malachim aren't malachim either. Because it says, he says, listen to what he answers. Shagam malach im yorad le'oylam azer. If a malach comes into this world, tashpia lov aviroso liknos mabit gashmi v'shitchi. When a malach comes to this world, he's also in danger. He also can be influenced. Even a malach. And therefore, the malachim, when they saw what was happening, they had the same reaction as everybody else would have. Zutar, zutskar, how could this be? Because they were already lost their heavenly thinking. They came down to this world of Mishpia. We've told often the story of the Gadol who was came to America from Europe, and he was the Balabusta offered him a cup of coffee, and he said, yeah. And she said, would you like some milk? And he said, yeah. See, she says, well, it's not Chol of Yisrael. So he said, okay, if that's it, I'll drink it black. I don't drink, you know, of course, I'm makban and Chol of Yisrael. The next day, she once again serves him a cup of coffee, and she says, would you like some milk?
But she
said, let me show the story. So she said, but I told you already yesterday that I only drink Chol of Yisrael, I don't drink Chol of Akum. She said, I thought you're in America for a day, maybe you changed your mind already. You know, you've already mashav the ashpa from being in America. That happens. So he says, even the malachim, when they come down here, they can be mushpa. And he says, and that's why the Ribbono Shlom had to be makas b'chares b'kfayda ba'atzmai, because the malachim ha'yo alul nizgashim litamasham, because he was worried the malachim for such a heiliger mitzvah like makas b'chares and to bring the yidden out of Mitzrayim and the ultimate destiny, if you'll send the malach perhaps would be mushba, and you have to be worried what can happen to the malach. So even the malachim, we know this, taka, we see this. Anybody know where malachim became a kokel when they came down to this world? Right in the beginning of the Torah, right in the end of Parshas Bereishis, the malachim came down, and right away they saw the Bnei Adam, and that's it. So if you take a malach out of his sviva, surroundings, you don't know what's going to happen to him. I got it was told that a certain Rebbe has in the school bus where the kids go from this Hasidus is a cheder, because they're going through certain areas where there's very, very big pritzes, he has them cover the windows of the school bus. Because who knows, they're going to look outside. The kids are going to look out. You have to be protected, because you can be a malach, but the malach, you have to be an inner vein of the malach. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that they did the mitzvah inside. It says they went in their house to do the Shechitas Pesach. So it should be inside. There shouldn't be ashpa for the outside. They should be there by themselves. So that's one pshat. To understand why it was ani v'loy malach. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Not the malach. Because the malachim, it was a problem. And the second pshat, it says in the pasuk, it says, Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem l'keichem. Everybody knows. The beginning of the parashas Kedoshim. It says, you're Kedoshim because I am Kadosh Hashem, your God. And Chazal say, Kedushim to you, kedushasi lamalami kedushaschem. My kedusha is more than yours. What does that mean? My kedusha is more than yours. Avada Ribbono Shel Olam's kedusha is more than yours. But it means that in a way we could actually have a certain kedusha that's similar. We can emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be a Kadosh Baruch Hu and that madrega. We can have it. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu have? That he's not a mal. He's untouchable. When he goes into the world, nothing phases the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to all the Tumah, it doesn't make because the Ribbono Shel Olam is lamala from that. He says, so that means Kedoshim Tiyu, Kedushasam Lamalim, Kedushaskam, I have that ability, and that's how you have to emulate me, to try not to be surrounded by the surroundings, so to speak. And I was thinking about it, we ourselves, how many things in our own lifetime, that there's certain things, let's say 30 years ago, behaviors in the Welt that we'd be aghast at, and the whole Welt was aghast at, and now become normative. And it becomes like regular. And everybody no longer is in the spoil. Nobody longer is horrified by things because he got used to it. All the different things that happen. So we're all mushba. The Gemara says that the Yidin in Mitzrayim, like an uber b'mei imay. They were like a fetus inside of the mother's womb. Why? He doesn't eat on his own. He doesn't drink on his own. Everything is from the mother. So total. So the Yidin were like that. They're totally mushba from what's going on by the Mitzrayim. So that's how much the society of Mitzrayim affected them, and we too have to watch out for that effect. So we have to remember that Aniv Eloi Malach, we will see in a minute, how do we handle it then? So the last thing he says is like this. It says, we said that Tumas Mitzrayim was so strong, as we said that the Malachim themselves couldn't handle it, so Hashem had to come and do it. He says, but that's what we learn by Mitzias Mitzrayim. That if we see ourselves tamei imitzuah, if we see ourselves taka falling in, we can reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because by hanging on to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam could be metayer us from all of that tumah. All is not lost. Hope is not lost. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma says like this. Everyone knows it from the song. Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei miyat metayer, umi metayer eskem avichem shebashamayim. Ashreichem Yisrael, because you have the Ribbono Shel Olam be metayer you. We all walk through tremendous. You ask yourself, we're all in a land filled with tumah. So how is it that Baruch Hashem, Yiddishkeit is thriving, and people are thriving, and they're being from a people, and they're willing to do it? And the answer is because we're holding on to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is metayer us. But as we said before, there's a tanai in that tahara. What's the end of that Mishnah? Umi metayer eschem. Avinu Shabashmai, Maha Mikva Matayr Satmeim, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Matayr Yisrael, just like the Mikvah is Matayr Tmeim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Matayr us. What do you have to do when you go into the Mikvah? You have to put your head below the water. You have to be covered totally by the Mikvah, so that you shouldn't see what's going on outside. You're in the Mayim of Torah, you're in the Mayim of Kedusha, you're in the Mayim of Tahara. That's what it is. So we have to make sure that as we go through the world, we create barriers around ourselves, whether it be physical barriers, whether it be emotional barriers, whether it be social barriers. In order for us to be who we are, to hang on to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have to be there, and mimatar esem avinu shebashamayim, in order for us to be able to achieve that. So that's some things that he says in order to us understand the ma mikvah matar esetameh v'akadosh baruch hu. So we see our first pshat amar, aniv eloi malach, aniv eloi sarif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it because the malachim couldn't do it. The malachim would get into trouble if they came down to this world, just like happened by Rabbi Akiva, when the malachim, because they came here, they started thinking like people. So that's what we said before, that even a malach has to work on staying a malach. Okay, now let's go to something, and we're going to start with a very good kasha. We're going to answer two answers. The first one is going to be a balabatish answer, but it's a good answer. The second one is going to be a very profound answer, mitzashem, with siyata deshmaya. A sefer called Chikrei Lev, which was written by Aryeh Leib Hyman, who was the Rav of the Groshul in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a very unusual sefer because he must have been a profound, profound thinker. There's like a Shamshin Pincus, type of thing, the Siva Shalom, tremendous machshava. So he says like this. He asked the kasha that we asked before briefly. Now we'll play out the kasha a little bit better. It says, Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Belaila Zevi Kesi Kol B'chor Be'er Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem. And then the pasuk says, which is not in the Haggadah, says, "V'hoya dam lochem lois al abatim asher atem shom." The dam will be on the batim for isi as a dam, and I'll see the dam u'pasachti aleichem lo yibechem negev lemashkes ba'koisi beretz Mitzrayim. And there won't be the mashkes will not be able to destroy you when you're going to the Mitzrayim. So Hashem brings in a new factor over here. Hashem says the reason you have to do this. Why do you have to put the Korban Pesach's blood on the dam? So it doesn't say so I shouldn't I should go. There's a thing called the Mashkus. When I go into Mitzrayim, this Mashkus is going to go, and he might harm you, so you have to show him you're a Yid, so he shouldn't harm you. What's this Mashkus? What are we talking about? Did you ever notice this before, by the way? It's one of those things, like we learned the Pasuk. You think about it? Who's this Mashkus? Well, I thought Hashem was punishing the Mitzrayim. Where did the Yidin get into this? They're not the target of the investigation. As we, so to speak, like we talked about today, you know, who's being investigated? We're going after the Mitzrayim. So what does it mean that they shouldn't give to the Mashkus? That's one question. Second question is that we asked before. We said, why only Makas Becharis? Why not by the other Makas that they have to do something special to save themselves? And he goes through a few of the Makas, just to give you an idea. In order to be the difference, it says b'makas ha'arayv. It says v'flesi b'yoma hu'es eretz goshen. I'm going to separate eretz goshen ani oimid alav levilti yosham arav. There's going to be no wild, no arav. It doesn't say you have to do anything. They were protected, and the pasuk says b'feresh that the yidden were separate. Second pasuk by Dever, it says v'hifla Hashem b'mikni Yisrael b'mikni Mitzrayim. Hashem will separate between the mikni Yisrael and mikni Mitzrayim. It's good. Barad, rak beretz Goshen asher sham bnei Yisrael lo hayu barad. Only in Eretz Goshen there was no barad. Okay, number four by Makas Chayshes, uchol bnei Yisrael hayu or b'mashvaisim. They had or. So you see at least four makas, and it's true of all of them from the midrash. And we know about Dam. Remember they used to sell the blood. You sell the water to the Mitzrayim because all their water turned to blood, and all the great midrash was half. They both drank a cup together. The Mitzrayim side became blood, and the inside became water. It was great, but we see from the Pesukim. So why by Makas Becharis only did they have to do something different? Did they have to go and do the Korban Pesach? And Hashem, and Rashi tells us, why does Hashem need an ice? Hashem knows it. He knows who's a Yid and who's not. He doesn't need a directory. He doesn't need 411. El Omer Kosh Baruch Hu Nois Ani Es Eini Lira Shatem Asukim in Mitzvahs Pseach Ani Aleichem. I want to see you doing mitzvahs, and I want to go past you. So we have a question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need that the Yidin should make the Korban Pesach and do a mitzvah only by Makas Becharis, not by the other Makas? So he says two great answers. The first answer is a Pashat answer, as we said, and the second is profound. The first answer is like this. He says that there's I can testify this myself, and I'll give you a mashal, and then we'll read the Ramban. I wait for the bus on 42nd Street and 7th Avenue. So every so often you hear sirens, mamish, you think this is it, you know, it's all over. But you take a look down the street, and there's three police cars coming down the street with the sirens going, and then there's in the middle a black limousine, and then there's another three police cars afterwards. So you say, it's got to be a chosh of a person, right? Who's in that thing? It must be a chosh of a person. And these cars, they're flying like there's no tomorrow. You don't go in the way, you'll be, you know, they'll run you over in a second. So it says the Ramban, listen to this. Kasher ha-melech oivri ishes b'makom b'makom. When the king goes from one place to the other, says the Ramban, spikalatorim lefanav, mashchisim, sharmei reish, kiviyachal. Nervous. The mashchisim go in front of him, the secret service goes in front of him, the real, you know, the palace guard, the real tough guys. Shlo yifke by Adam, listen to this. They shouldn't look pagay in him, for lo yistakel by, they shouldn't even look at him. A melech in those days was so hush of a comedy, he didn't look at the melech. The melech was intervening. And it's true, even today, if you see those cars, if they slow down for a minute, and you can look in, you can't look in, they have tinted windows. You can't look in. You know it's a chosh of a guy. The guy's in a black limo with a tinted window. You know it's somebody very chosh of, right? When the UN comes, like this does, they're all over the place. The whole day is going on. So he says, that's what the Ramban says. Noises lifnei mechonit b'mihiros. And then he says that a car goes very quickly. Vafilu begasus u'chutzpah u'kamat po'igas b'choma she'eno sor miyad midarchem. You don't get out of the way, they'll just run you over. They don't care. They're there with the king. So he says, those are the mashrisim. Because when the Ribbono Shel Olam comes, he comes with the palace guard in front of him. And those are the mashrisim. If you don't watch out, you'll get run over. And they don't care who it is. So says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. That when the Ribbono Shel Olam is going, and the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is going makat b'charis, he's going b'charis to Yisrael, the mashrisim are going in front of him. And they're going to wipe out everything. So you have to put up the sign saying, a yid lives here. Here's the mezuzah, right? We don't have the mezuzah yet, but they had the blood on the door. That's how you know the mashkis doesn't come. That's what he says. And he says, gevaltik. Mam's gevaltik. He says, that's what happened after the egel. After the egel, the Klal Yisrael was in deep trouble. And they were very upset because the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to leave them. Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to take a malach. That's it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "But what am I going to do without you?" Ribbono Shel Olam says, "I'm doing you a big favor by doing this." Listen to what he says. V'shalachti apostik in Shmais. V'shalachti lefanecha malach in Lamed Gimel Gimel. He says, "I'm going to send in front of you malach kilo ella bikir b'cha. I won't go in front of you ki am kshei oirav ata." Pen achocha baderek. Maybe you're going to get eaten up on the way. Because if I'm going to come through myself, it's going to be bad news. Because every little speck of an issue that you do is going to be looked at closely. Better let me give you a malach, a lower level person. It won't be so hard. Sometimes you have a complaint you want to make. You don't go to the top. You go to the person, you go up the ladder. You don't go to the CEO of the company. You go to the person in customer service. Because they'll listen to you. That's what their job is. He says, I'm sending a malach to do you a favor. You think I'm sending, it's not beautiful. Because the posh pshat is, I'm sending a malach because you're not sheriff, you don't deserve me. Right? That's the posh pshat. Here he's saying just the opposite. I'm doing you a big favor. I'm sending you a malach because if I'm there, you're in trouble. I'm going to get somebody's more gentle. Somebody's not going to be. I go with the palace guard. I go with the mashchisim, and you got to watch out what's going to happen. He says, "I here." Kal v'chaim lemel machem lachem kashakadosh baruch hu kvarim b'atzel oiver b'mitzrayim haichkinos lefanav yisrael chayavim litar lasik b'mitzus. And therefore, that's why they had to do the korban pesach. They had to be of a madrega that mashchisim shouldn't get them. Because Kadosh Baruch was coming through with the you know the sirens running, with the cars running, it's going to be dangerous. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to give you a mitzvah that's going to protect you, and you put the blood on the door." And I wanted to say, I was thinking about this: why take the blood? You know, it's a funny sach. Put blood on the door. Do I tell him put a mezuzah on the find him? You know, give them a mitzvah mezuzah. Tell him right away put a mezuzah on the door. I think Peshat is and also Bechlal. This whole thing, the two mitzvahs that kept is Bris Mila. And, you know, Dam Pesach, Dam Mila. What's that? I think what we're saying is Adam Hu Nefesh. When a person has, when you say something's like a blood brother, a blood relative, it's a certain curve, it's a certain, you're together in a way that nothing else puts you together. And the same way, we're asked to take from our very blood, and that's in the old days they used to sign, when they signed a big contract, they signed it, you know, in blood. That means it's from you. That's from your inner, it's from your insides. It's not minasaf lechutz. The skin is the dermis, that's on the outside. The blood is on the inside. When you give of your blood, right? Somebody's even expression, you know, I bled for you, you know, my heart is bleeding.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears. All, you know, 100 expressions can come with, they have to do with blood. What's the pshat? Because that shows it's the atzmius, it's us, it's inside. And therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that I want you to take the Dam Pesach, I want you to put that up on the door, and I'll see that you're willing to give even of your insides, your kishkas to me. The mashkas will not come. The mashkas will not come. So when it says in the pasuk that you should know worried about the mashkisim shouldn't get you, says Rashi, because you're oisik b'Torah mitzvahs. So that's the pshat, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam comes with the palace guard, everything in front of it is going to be destroyed, but you yid and you did Torah mitzvahs, you're not going to have to worry about it, you're not going to be destroyed. Now let's go to the second pshat that he says, and this is so profound, this is like everything that we can hope for over here. He says that in the first Makkos, what was the purpose of nine Makkos? He says, the purpose of nine Makkos, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells the purpose of nine Makkos. He says it over and over. To know that I am a Kodesh Baruch, Laman Tedek, and Hashem Bekerav Oretz. To know I am Hashem Bekerav Oretz, and over and over, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekailai. So Paro says, who's Hashem? I should listen to him. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you the Makkos, you should know who's in charge. So he's telling who's in charge, he's telling it both for Paro and for the Yidden. Because it says, Asher Yisalalti Mitzrayim, Manteidu Daraseichem. So it's one hand to tell Paro that HaKadosh Baruch is in charge, and the other thing is to tell the Yidden that HaKadosh Baruch is in charge. And that was the purpose of the Teisha Makas. He says, Lo Yadati is Hashem. He says, right, Paro says, I don't know who's Hashem. V'gam Yisrael HaShaleach. So what does Hashem say? Keneg Kfir Zuba Teisha Makas Lo Yichiach. To tell Sheish Adam Labira, there is somebody in charge. So that was the purpose of the Esser Makas. Makas Becharis had a different purpose entirely. It was there for a different reason. Listen to what the Pasuk says. You know, you think Makas Becharis, the Moshe Rabbeinu first talked about it after the nine things, until then they didn't talk about it? Makas Becharis was before they even started, the Becharis was talked about. You got to know the Pasuk. If you take a look in Shmais, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chav Gimel. Chav Beis and Chav Gimel. So it says, V'marto Paro. You should say to Paro, Kayamar Hashem b'ni b'char Yisrael, my child b'char Yisrael, v'aymar elecha, and I say to you, shalach es b'ni, send out my son, send that son of mine out, v'yavdeni, you should serve me, v'timay l'shalach, l'shalach, you won't send him out, he anaychi harigas b'ncha b'char recha, I'm going to kill your b'char. So Makas Becharis was there from the beginning. Makas Becharis didn't come after nine and say, okay, now I'm going to kill your Becharis. Makas Becharis in the beginning. Makas Becharis was qualitatively different than all the Makas. So what was it? What was Makas Becharis? So Rashi says, Tupshatim, B'ni Becharis Lashon Gedula, K'may Afani Becharis, no, I'm going to make you a Bechar. O Medrashu Kan, Chosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechiras HaBecharis. This is a Yesod. He says, I hear Hashem agreed that when Yaakov bought the Bechor from Esav, Shalak Yaakov Esav, he got it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is maskim, shows I was maskim to deal, I agreed to that deal. Because what does he say? He says, B'ni Bechairi Yisrael, my Bechor, who? Yisrael. What is Yaakov's other name? Yisrael. He wasn't just talking about the Jewish people, he was talking about Yaakov Avinu. And he said, I am my Bechor Yisrael. And if you don't let my Bechor Yisrael, and through his descendants, go, I'm going to kill your Bechor. What was that all about? What did he mean, my Bechor? He says, what was Yaakov special? Why does Yaakov become the Bechor? Because Yaakov, why did he want to buy from Esav the Bechor? What is the difference? Who's the Bechor? You can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abim Bechor. The answer is, in those days, the Bechor was the one who gave the Karbonis. The Bechor was the one who served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those were the Kahanim of those days. So Yaakov wanted to become the Bechor, so he should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Karbonis. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Klal Yisrael, you're the descendants of Yaakov. You're now the ones who are going to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore you have to bring the Korban. You're the successors of Yaakovinu. And he said to Paro, Paro, I have a relationship with my children. I have a relationship with Yaakov and all of his children. Those are the Enochlach. I have a relationship. You wanted to destroy that relationship. You don't want to let them serve me? You want to keep them apart? You want to keep my Bechor from me? Mida keneged mida, I'm going to keep your Bechor from you. That's why there's Makas Becharis. Because B'ni Bechor Yisrael, you want to keep me from my children? I'm going to keep you from your children. And that's what he was telling him. He says, Mir Hashem l'tzavas l'kachas apesa b'esa l'chaydash l'shachtoy she nikir shamitzriyim nanshu al shemanu es Yisrael ma'avnes Hashem. The reason he gave it, not just to give him a schus, but to show that's why you have to serve. You're the Yorshim of Yaakov, and therefore you're going to be them. And that's why we have the Makas Becharis. Makas Becharis, it says, is totally different. So that's Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem is saying, I am going to be smite the Bechor. Because you destroyed my relationship. I have a relationship with these people. And you want to keep my relationship away? So I'm going to keep your relationship away from your children. And that's why he did Makas Becharis. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it by himself. And that's the reason why this week is called Shabbos HaGadol. You saw this shot. We're going to be coming to Shabbos HaGadol. Why? What's up with Shabbos? We know that it was on the 10th of the month. So let's celebrate this 10th of the month. Why Shabbos? It says Shabbos, I saw this from Pinchas Friedman. Shabbos is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets together with Klal Yisrael. It's a time when we bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the week, we're busy. Shabbos is bonding time. That's when he gets together with the family, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the family. Power, you want to take away our bonding time? You want to take away our Shabbos from us because you want to keep us working all day and night. You want to never let us stop so we shouldn't have time to bond? Now we're going to serve. You're going to get your just desserts, and it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because that's the great Shabbos when we came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For over 200 years, they could not bond properly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were working. The Mitzrayim didn't allow them to. They were subjugating them. But now they can come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can come back to Shabbos and Baruch Hashem. And that's why Pesach is the time of the Geula. Because we have the Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And we have that Shabbos that we have now in Shabbos HaGadol. There's another Shabbos HaGadol coming, which is the permanent Shabbos, which we're going to have Lasa Lavo. So Yevish Zalhofen, we should all have a Pesach, and we can phrase it Tzazam, we can phrase it with the Ribbon Shalom, we can be together with the Ribbon Shalom. And in that way, we'll be able to come not only to the Geula of Mitzrayim, but the Geula Shalem as well. Thank you so much for coming, everybody. And I